With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pacific Northwest bracing for freezing rain after a weekend of extreme winds knocked down trees and cut power to literally tens of thousands. Across the United States, very cold weather continuing, closing schools and putting electricity supplies at risk. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac says a new storm system is on the way.
It's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
In the meantime, heavy snow and freezing rain across parts of Europe, and that has shut down hundreds of flights and train service. Also, at SRNnews.com, Pakistan has recalled its ambassador to Iran, that in an escalation of a dispute over a deadly drone and missile attack early Tuesday.
In a statement, Pakistan said that Iran's actions were in violation of international law and had no justification, as well as recalling its own ambassador and asking Iran's, who's not currently in the country, not to return. Pakistan has suspended all high-level visits planned between the two governments in the coming days. Iran has yet to make an official statement, but it was Iranian state media which first reported that the military had attacked a Sunni militant group, Jaish al-Adil's headquarters, using drones and missiles inside Pakistan. The group has since said that the attack killed civilians and militant family members and has promised retaliation.
BBC correspondent Caroline Davies reporting from Islamabad. She says the situation there remains extremely tense. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, Donald Trump cleaned up with evangelicals in the Iowa caucus.
The former president was expected to do well with that demographic, but he exceeded expectations, according to caucus day polling. In fact, more evangelicals braved savage winter weather to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump than did so back in 2016. The results suggest that a lot of conservative Christians view Donald Trump as the only viable option to defeat Democrats in November and prevent the party from pursuing its cultural offensive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court passing up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district. In that case, the court rejected without comment the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholding an order granting girls access to the boys' restroom. This is SRN News. A judge blocking JetBlue's $3.8 billion buyout of Spirit Airlines. Ed Donahue reports.
The Justice Department sued to block the merger, and federal judge William Young is siding with the Biden administration, saying the deal would reduce competition. Spirit is the nation's biggest low-cost airline. The administration fears the merger would drive up fares. JetBlue says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering whether to appeal. In his ruling, the judge wrote, "Spirit is a small airline, but there are those who love it. To those dedicated customers of Spirit, this one's for you." The ruling could open the door for another budget carrier, Frontier Airlines, to make another attempt to buy Spirit. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, Asian shares traded lower after a decline overnight. Of course, yesterday, a lot of profit-taking on Wall Street. More details at SRNnews.com.